Finland to publish draft rules for licensed online gambling ahead of 2027 launch. Finland will publish two draft regulations this month to pave the way for a licensed online gambling market scheduled to open in January 2027. The Finnish government said the drafts will set technical and security requirements for operators and allow license applications to begin in early 2026, keeping the reform on its previously announced timetable. The move should reassure market participants who feared a delay of up to 6 months due to a lack of detailed guidance. Under the reform driven by the new Finnish Gambling Act, the government plans to replace the current monopoly framework with a competitive, licensed market. The forthcoming regulations will focus on two core areas: random number generation, RNG, and information security. Officials say the aim is to align Finland's domestic rules with international regulatory norms and to provide a clear compliance pathway for prospective licensees. One draft will specify expectations for operators using RNG-based systems, including required assurance levels, approved testing methodologies, and traceability thresholds for outcome verification. It will spell out how RNGs must be implemented, documented, and audited to ensure game integrity and reproducibility. The second draft will define security obligations under a two-pronged regime: a comprehensive data security audit conducted every 2 years, and an annual external vulnerability assessment. Both assessments must be completed by accredited independent bodies meeting ISO/IEC standards. The biennial audit will examine game outcome integrity, the protection of personal and financial data, and the safeguarding of system log files, while annual scans are intended to surface and remediate exploitable weaknesses promptly. Authorities are also considering transitional accreditation arrangements. The Ministry of Finance has indicated it may recognize equivalent accreditation from neighboring regulators in Denmark and Sweden during the early phase, although any mutual recognition will be subject to final approval and strict criteria. Veikkaus, the state-controlled operator that has held the domestic monopoly, has been restructuring in anticipation of market opening. Under plans floated by the government, Veikkaus would be split, with one entity retaining monopoly control over lotteries and retail sports betting, while another competes in the newly licensed online market. Regional operators have been preparing to enter. Sweden's ATG has formed partnerships with Finnish horse racing interests and positioned itself to bid for an online license. Åland-owned PAF has also been vocal about market entry plans and has pursued local brand-building activity. Industry view and regulatory significance. Regulatory and industry observers say the draft rules will be decisive for market structure and investor appetite. Clear, testable technical standards are what operators need to assess risk and make investment decisions, said Dr. Anna Korhonen, regulatory analyst at Nordic Gaming Advisory. If Finland adopts robust RNG and security requirements that mirror EU best practice, it will attract experienced vendors while protecting consumers. Mikael Andersson, a compliance consultant and former Nordic regulator, added, "2-year audits plus annual vulnerability assessments create a rhythm of oversight that balances operational burden with effective risk management. The critical factor will be the accreditation criteria for inspection bodies. That will determine how quickly third-party testing capacity can scale." The government's timetable: drafts this month, license applications in early 2026, market launch January 2027, now appears intact. But industry sources caution that detailed technical requirements and the accreditation process will shape the actual pace of market entry and competitiveness. What operators should watch next? Operators preparing to apply should monitor TH. E-final wording on RNG assurance levels. approved test methodologies, and the detailed scope of the biennial audit and annual vulnerability scan. Equally important will be the accreditation rules for independent testing bodies and any transitional arrangements recognizing Danish or Swedish accreditations. These elements will affect vendor choices, certification timelines, and cost estimates for market entry. Regulatory deadlines remain tight. Prospective entrants and their technology partners will need to align compliance roadmaps and auditing schedules to the government's timeline if they intend to submit license applications in early 2026 and be ready for a January 2027 launch.